Toronto Zoomer Radio, always the original greatest hits. Irene Cara, Flashdance. What a feeling. And we are family sister Sledge on the morning Zoom with the sisters of Sunrise, Sam and Chain. June is Pride Month and rainbows everywhere across Toronto. We love Pride, the parties, the parades, the community feel, and the important conversations too. Our guest is Sherwin Modeste, Executive Director, Pride Toronto. Welcome back and happy Pride, Sherwin.
Thank you for having me, and happy Pride also.
Yes, happy Pride. Sherwin, I want to ask you first about your reaction to a couple of related stories in the news. The vote against raising the Pride Progress flag at the York Catholic District School Board, and Blue Jay Anthony Bass apologizing for his Insta post asking people to boycott Target and Bud Light over products the companies are selling, which shows support for the LGBTQ2S+ community.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, waking up yesterday morning to both of these stories was very disappointing. I have to say that I went to bed a little bit better, knowing that the player have apologized. But I think what needs to happen now is that he needs to show some true commitment to unlearning those biases. So I'm hoping that his next step will be to really sit with members of the 2S LGBTQ community and get a better understanding of who we are and what we do. In relation to the Catholic School Board administrators, how disappointing, because they are the leaders. And, you know, here is our public-funded dollars, you know, discriminating against members of our community. So really disappointed, and you know, this has to stop.
So on that note, 42 years after Toronto's first Pride, are we more inclusive? Are we kinder? Are we more open, more understanding? We sure love to party with Pride, but are we learning, and have we grown too?
And you know what? I've been saying to my team that I wish I can see the day when Pride will just be a celebration. But when these things that we're seeing happening in our society today, happening here in Toronto, happening in New York region, this is why Pride is a protest. And Pride will always be a protest. So 40 plus years later, we are still not where we would like to be. There is still a lot of work that needs to happen to ensure that the 2S LGBTQ community are accepted and feel safe in society.
So what kind of work are we talking about, Sherwin?
So that starts from, you know, our basic in school. You know, are our students feeling safe? Are we creating a welcoming environment for students? What is happening in our workplaces? Why are our drag queens not able to walk into the library and do a performance and make children happy? Why our trans community continues to be threatened by individuals? So we've seen that continuous hate that has been targeted to the 2S LGBTQ community that continues to force us into hiding, continues to force us to go back into the closet, which is not what Toronto is supposed to be, which is not what Canada is supposed to be.
It's heartbreaking to hear you talk like this, and I can clearly hear the passion in your voice. So, like, let's sort of circle around to the policing of Pride and how the costs have gone up and the insurance has gone up. And the policing is so critical because people simply don't feel safe in the community. And now you're having to deal with higher costs.
Yes, yes. And again, you know, it's something that we've made public and we're going to continue to advocate for. As the festival in one of the largest festivals in Canada, and that has such a huge economic impact on our economy, and having to pay for our safety at that level. And we were expecting an increase. It is part of what we deal with on a daily basis. But to expect a 150-plus increase, you know, in off-duty police, and an over 300% in insurance, we just find this outrageous. It is not fair, and it is not it is just not acceptable at all.
So in light of this restriction, how are the celebrations, the events, how are they rolling out this month?
So we have a lineup for our community as usual, and we will continue to do that. And yes, the higher costs will have an impact on our program, but I think our community can expect a June month that is going to be filled with celebration. This year, our theme being here, there, everywhere. Pride is equally protest as it is celebration. I think this is going to speak volume to the work that we have done and the work that we will continue to do in the 2S LGBTQ community.
Sherwin Modeste, Executive Director, Pride Toronto. Have an incredible month, Sherwin.
Thank you, and looking forward to seeing all of you throughout the month.